He let out a deep, low sigh, and he looked at my mom, which meant I was in trouble. She turned her teared, stained face at me so that our eyes could meet. Her head shook in disapproval and disbelief and disappointment. My sister used a silence to walk into the room. About halfway into the kitchen, my dad stopped her. "I thought we told you not to come in here." But she just wanted to get a glass of water and a better view of a battle between a son and a father, so we all stayed silent as we heard her footsteps echo on the tile, and then the roar of the faucet, and then silence again as she entered the carpet. And quickly and quietly, she made her way around the corner where she could listen from a safe vantage point. I was the first to break the silence. "You know what? I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. You make me want to fucking die. Why can't you just let me be?" My father looked at me, his face turning more crimson with each passing second, as if any moment he was going to explode. I couldn't deal with this, so I stood from my chair, legs shaking from the anger and adrenaline and arrogance. Sarcastically, I asked me where in the hell he thought I was going, or I thought he was going. I told him I had to leave and slammed the door behind me, lit a cigarette, and walked down the street. I could hear him following me rapidly across the lawn. Filled with rage, I shouted, "Fuck you! I just want to be alone." Just then, the sky opened and a ball of fire shot across the horizon, and my body was seized with fear. I turned around to my father, who was now standing next to me. His eyes were opened wide, and now he was trembling. There was a red flash, and over the mountains we could hear a rumbling coming our way. The ground began to shake. He turned to me and said, "We need to go tell your mom and sister. They need to see this." I grabbed his hand and said, "We'll never make it in time. Besides, this is so beautiful." So we both turned to watch, mouths open in awe as everything suddenly slowed down and the ground before us disassociated particle by particle. The sound was so loud that our ears popped and all we could hear was silence, waiting for the wall of fire and light to reach our feeble bodies. In my last moment of clarity, all I could do was smile as I flew up into the air and split into 100 million pieces. Along with my father and my mother and my lovers and all the great nations and all the great hatred and all the great bliss, we suddenly all combined together, traveling at high velocity across the universe, and all that was left were the memories.